Welcome to Fracking and Health, Ask an Expert. The Endocrine Disruption Exchange has been studying the health impacts from unconventional oil and gas development, also known as fracking, since 2004. In each episode, our Executive Director, Carol Kwiatkowski, asks an expert to answer a question on how fracking may affect your health. You can submit a question at tedx.org.
Welcome to episode 4, where we ask, how do environmental laws protect fracking chemicals? I'm talking with Dusty Horwitt, senior counsel at the Partnership for Policy Integrity. He's the author of a report called Toxic Secrets that describes how the U.S. Toxic Substances Control Act, or TSCA, allows companies to conceal information on chemical identities used in drilling and hydraulic fracturing, even if there are significant concerns about their health risks. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Horwitt.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with some basics. Under TSCA, new chemicals developed for use in hydraulic fracturing are reviewed for health and safety concerns. Tell us about how this works.
Sure. One of the big surprises here is that EPA is involved in regulating oil and gas drilling at all. As many of us know who work on these issues, over the years, the oil and gas industry has succeeded in exempting itself from major portions of most federal environmental laws, Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act. The Toxic Substances Control Act is one of the few laws where EPA really has the opportunity to exercise some good oversight over the oil and gas industry. But they often don't do that. So what we did several years ago in 2014 is we submitted a Freedom of Information request to EPA asking for their reviews of oil and gas chemicals used for drilling and fracking under the Toxic Substances Control Act. One of the provisions of the act is that anytime someone manufactures or wants to manufacture a new chemical for any purpose, they have to submit an application to EPA, giving the agency a chance to review that chemical for health and environmental concerns and to regulate the chemical. So EPA responded to our request by providing us records on now 153 chemicals for drilling and fracking that they reviewed under the New Chemicals Program. And what we found in the 125 or so records that we've analyzed to date is that EPA had health concerns about almost all of these chemicals, ranging from irritation to skin and lungs to neurotoxicity and developmental toxicity. And yet, despite these concerns, the agency in almost every case approved the chemicals for commercial use, and about half of the 125 or so chemicals were used or were likely used in oil and gas wells. Now, EPA conducted these assessments in most cases without receiving health testing data from the companies or asking for health testing data, which EPA has the power to do under TSCA. And so they made these health determinations primarily using what they call analogs, looking at analogous chemicals with similar chemical structures to the new chemicals that they're reviewing and saying, well, if we know that this chemical with a similar chemical structure has the following health risks based on scientific data, we'll extrapolate and say that these new chemicals that don't have any health testing data associated with them probably have the same health risks. It's not a very good system, and it has been criticized by the Government Accountability Office, that's Congress's investigative arm, for the lack of health testing data involved.
Those are some serious concerns. And according to documents you obtained, EPA has not only approved the use of drilling and fracking chemicals for which they have safety concerns, but they've kept the identity of the chemicals a secret due to confidentiality laws. In this scenario, if someone wanted to use FracFocus or one of the state databases that discloses fracking chemicals, they would have no way of knowing if these chemicals were used. Is that correct?
That is often correct. We have been able to locate some of the chemicals, but it's difficult. So for starters, despite finding health concerns with many of these chemicals, EPA does not track where they're used after they get approved. EPA does not conduct monitoring for these chemicals in the environment, whether in air, water, or soil. So the only way that we can really know where the chemicals are being used is, as you suggested, by going to Frac Focus, which is a database where companies submit their fracking chemical disclosure in oil and gas wells in more than 20 states in the U.S. You could also go to California's fracking chemical disclosure database and search for these chemicals. Now, the chemicals can be searched for in these databases by CAS number, which is short for Chemical Abstract Service Number. That's a unique identifier for each chemical. You can search for specific chemical name, or you can search for trade name. And the problem is that under TSCA, chemical manufacturers are allowed to withhold from the public as confidential all three of those identifiers, plus almost every other piece of information about the chemicals, including their own manufacturer name, and they often do. So when the companies do that in these records and they withhold the chemical identification information, it becomes difficult or impossible to find these chemicals in Frac Focus or California's database or any other state fracking disclosure database.
I can see how it would be impossible to find chemicals where you don't even know where to start. How do you think that EPA should deal with this?
Well, we're going to be asking EPA soon to reveal the confidential identities of a number of these chemicals for which they have found health concerns. Another potential avenue is for EPA to take action that Congress just last year required them to take under the Toxic Substance Control Act, which is to assign unique identifiers to chemicals that where companies have withheld the identifying information as confidential. So in other words, EPA hasn't said how they're going to do this, but they could maybe assign a number to these chemicals, like chemical number 12345, and then we would know that that chemical has been withheld as confidential by the chemical manufacturer. We'd be able to see what EPA said about that chemical in terms of health risks. And then we also would need the states to change their state fracking disclosure laws to require companies to disclose those unique EPA-assigned identifiers so that we could look at the state disclosure records in Frac Focus and match up the records that show where those unique identifier chemicals were used with the EPA records that show what EPA thought the health risks might be.
Well, thank you. I think it's extremely important for people to have access to this information. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think it's very important that people press their local, state, and federal representatives to end the practice of confidentiality in oil and gas drilling. You know, it's one thing for chemical companies to keep chemicals confidential when they're used in a laboratory or a factory under very controlled conditions. It's another thing for them to use those same chemicals in an uncontrolled environment, like at a drilling site where chemicals are being injected under high pressure and the potential for spills and leaks are very high. It's an unacceptable practice, and companies need to come clean and tell us what they're using at these sites.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate your work in this area, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for listening. TEDx is a nonprofit research institute funded by grants from private foundations and by donations from individuals who care about our health and the environment. Visit our website at tedx.org for more information on what we do, to submit a question for an expert, or to make a donation.